Okay, all right. So the word mercy also identifies his active involvement. So we can put the word active involvement above the word mercy there. His active involvement, which sanctifies us and preserves us, is in the elements of this gospel. By the elements of the gospel, he also arrests the agitation of the cycle. Peace. He arrests the agitation, okay, within their conscience. Whereas the peace of God, okay, also it preserves our conscience from that agitation of change. Because you're changing, okay, the transition takes place from darkness to light. So what's going to protect you in this transition from darkness to light? Well, the peace of God. Okay, and that's why he's called the Prince of Peace, because he's aiding us with this, within this transition from the flesh to the spirit and from water to the flame, okay, from water to fire. Okay, a transition is taking place. Okay, this transition taking place is within your perception of thinking. Okay, we used to think according to the course of this world, according to the principalities and powers of the air. Okay, that works in the children of disobedience, the children of wrath. Okay, but now, because of God's mercy, and because of this this gospel which he's provided for us, the peace of God is arresting the agitation and is a fortress for our transition. It's a place of refuge. And this is what the Apostle Paul talks about. It's concerning a sound mind. For the kingdom of God, what he says is not meat, eat, and drink, but rather peace and joy and that of a sound mind. And the word sound there, which means, okay, there's nothing that's missing. And there's nothing that's missing. Rather, there is a continued progression. Okay, a continued progression. A circumcision takes place, but at the same time, as a circumcision of the heart takes place, the Lord is assisting us with growth. So mercy unto you, peace and love. There's the word love right there. Hide the word love. Because this charity continues to multiply. See the word multiplied. Okay, that's a healthy soul. The healthy soul is following through with this pattern of multiplication. The unhealthy soul goes into a state of decay. When it goes through a state of decay, it's because it's cut off from the source. When the soul is cut off from the life and light source of his kingdom, it goes through a form of decay because you're put within the environment for that. We're born in a very hostile environment. Our first shed, our first house of our creation was light and life. Then we were removed from that light and life and put within a vessel of flesh. And put in this vessel of flesh, okay, we are found to be living in a great restriction and a contradiction of our first design. Like we're like a fish removed from its environment, a fish out of water. Okay, as a fish out of water, okay, that's what we feel, that contradiction. In that contradiction, we feel the presence of death. As the fish is removed from the water, begins to flip around because it's trying to get back into the environment that it was born into. But now we've been removed from the whole system and put into a bucket, a bucket for survival. So that's a bucket of water. We're removed from one system and put into another system. In the system here that we've been now placed within, the Lord provides us the substance that's necessary in order for a soul to be sustained and go through a transition from darkness to light. So he multiplies. We're multiplied. Mercy, peace, love be multiplied. The same thing which the apostles talk about, grace, mercy, and peace multiplied. We'll be talking about grace here in a minute. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you. It's not reduced, but its multiplication process continues in the same state. But in the same state of increase. As us, as sons and daughters of God, we're going through a state of increase through these elements,